Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Sludge Pit. If my voice sounds a little bit different, it's because we're doing everything on speakerphone this evening, and we are joined by Danae, my usual co-host. How are you, Danae?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. And also my friend Becky, she's here too.
Hello, Sludge Pit.
And we're going to be torturing everybody tonight. Actually, it's not really torture because the last movie really was.
Last week was a torture session.
Yeah, we watched House Shark last. Well, we watched part of House Shark last week, but we've moved on beyond that. So anyway, this week's show movie is Piranha Sharks. Now we've been able to pull up a copy of this on Amazon Prime, and we're starting right around where the elephant logo is coming in. So that's about 4 seconds in on their print, 4 to 10, right in that range. So that's A-okay. I've never seen Piranha Sharks, but Danae has, and she says it's much better than House Sharks, so that's definitely a good thing. So we should
just,
let's see.
You know, it's not Jaws, so get that out of your head and just enjoy it for what it is. That's my advice to anyone who might be watching this with us.
Yes. Yep, so we're going to get this puppy started here pretty quickly because it's a little after 8 o'clock. And it should be fun. Much more fun than House Shark. Ugh. Makes me think of poop.
God.
Makes me think of poop. Anywho, all right, let's get this puppy started. We have it queued in to where the elephant or whatever this creature is. And that could be an aardvark. Or armadillo, maybe?
Armadillo.
Armadillo.
Yeah,
armadillo. So we got this critter on the screen that's coming in. And we'll push play in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Push play. Here we go. That's really loud. Oh, my gosh.
It's an elephant. Oh, wait, no. It is an armadillo. She's right. Becky gets a cookie. Becky gets a cookie.
I like cookies.
I do, too.
Yeah, we have those in Georgia. Like, you know, we all have possums up here. We just call them the armored possums.
Angry Armadillo Productions. Yeah, I ate something earlier called a brookie. It's a brownie
cookie?
And a cookie smashed. A brookie. It's a brownie and a cookie smashed together, and it's awesome.
That does sound good.
It does. Back when I was a kid, my mother tried to feed me healthy, and they had these things called brookies, which are fruit sugar-based cookies, and they tasted like poo. Yeah. So we avoided
them. They taste like poo?
They taste like
poo.
No, I don't. Oh.
You walked into that one.
Yeah, I did.
You know what? Local sandwich shop called McAllister's has them. And I got me one and took it home.
McAllister's is so good. We have those where I live.
Oh, I love it.
Have you ever been to a chicken salad chick?
No, I haven't.
Oh, if you ever find one of those, they are fantastic.
I laughed for her. This guy gets bitten on the nose.
I'm really trying to resist the whole week. I am your father.
Oh, yeah.
They're penis monsters. I thought we got the wrong movie. I thought we had Piranha Sharks. This is Penis Monsters.
You had me worried there for a second. I'm like, uh-oh. Don't stick your hand in there, guy. Kevin Sorbo. This is going to be good.
I stuck my hand in there like a stupid idiot. That's what happened. They're always doing stupid stuff like putting their hands in goo and trying to touch things they don't know about. Do a little dance, make a little love. Oh, dang, I knew I shouldn't have gone to Taco Bell for lunch.
Yeah, Taco Bell does that very much.
I like how it looks like he's spitting grape jelly.
Yep.
Oh,
it looks like
explode?
He's dancing. Huh. You put your right foot in, you put your left foot out.
All that matters is that it's working. All that matters is that it's working.
Yes, they do. We want candy and cookies and stuff and things.
Come to the dark side. We have cookies.
Yeah. This is why I like her.
For a second there, I thought that was Anthony Quinto, but it's not.
Are people still buying those?
What's that?
Sea monkeys. Are people still buying those?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, there's a whole long, weird story about sea monkeys.
I had some one time. I feel bad because I didn't take good care of them and they died.
That's okay. Yeah, there's this whole controversy about the guy behind the sea monkeys, that he was a neo-Nazi or part of KKK or something. It's really, really weird. There's a whole video on it on YouTube. But you know how reliable YouTube is for facts and junk.
You mean everything on YouTube is not 100%?
Oh, no. The lizard people do not work at Walmart.
Have you seen those people that work at Walmart?
I have. They're the waffle people.
If it's on the internet, it's real. It must be. And if you believe that, I got some oceanfront property in Arizona to sell you.
Hey, if they have enough earthquakes in California, it will be.
Yeah. I think so.
Now, this is Sci-Fi Channel music.
Oh, yeah. I was just thinking that.
Doody, doody, doody. In fact, I think this was on the Sci-Fi Channel.
This is making me think of Saving Christmas.
Huh?
This is making me think of Saving Christmas, but with monsters. Ah, nice rotary phone. Yeah, I think I get talk conversations about rotary phones at least once a month. How much I miss being able to slam down the ringer and going, bang!
Yeah, it's just not as satisfying when you just, like, hit the end button on a cell phone now.
It's like, you bastard!
And they're too expensive to go across the room.
Yeah, really. I have to get the right piece.
Don't go.
Speaking of pets, they have one that lives with them.
Okay. Are we talking about the couch troll? Oh, he's going to care. Gotcha. They can't seem to find the right volume. See, they're screaming loud or not so loud.
I have a hearing, so I'm quiet to be anyway.
Look at this thing in the background. Okay. theoretically, would you want to give an energy booster to a mutant shark?
No.
That's a bad idea.
Well, you know that there are, not piranha sharks, of course, but there are little tiny sharks that you can keep in your aquarium.
Yeah, I used to have some when I was growing up.
Yeah.
You can even put other fish in there with them. They eat fish. They eat the dehydrated fish food just like the others do.
Yep.
That's cool.
They're cute.
You know, I had a close encounter with a shark, 8-foot shark, back in 2001. And I'll tell you what, I don't like going back in the ocean because I don't want to be lower on the food chain.
I actually swam with somewhere down in Cancun a couple of years ago. They had the nurse sharks, I think they were.
This was like a decent lemon shark.
These were full size, you know, nurse sharks or whatever, but they were all in a tank and you got to feed them and, you know, swim around with them and bet on the ship.
Yeah, this is out on the Florida Keys, so I'm like, deep water, no. Oh, crap. No, I didn't wet my wetsuit. It was already wet.
Wow, that's some great special effect green screen right there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's really... Excuse me.
Our friend here's got the shark sweats.
He looks like he's going to explode, literally.
Yeah.
He's got a massive case of liquid diarrhea.
Oh, yeah. You know what rhymes with shark? Sharks. What the?
He's gonna fall over.
Travis, God. Nobody, the guy that's got the problem right now has got like the most energy out of everybody in the whole meeting room.
Uh-oh.
That was random.
But right.
Hey, I'm going to explode. Oh, dear.
Must have been the shark I ate for dinner.
They are kind of cute, though. In that,
In
that highly menacing, going to eat your face type way.
Music sounds like someone's banging on the door.
Yeah.
Wait, lunch and you're in your bathrobe?
It's the suspense drums.
He touched the water. He picked them up. Look at you.
Yes, you are, dude. The air pressure is through the roof. You're going to be
able to make them. Is there She's so sweetly naive.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I'm not putting her down either. I like her.
Well, you know, sometimes when it comes to, like, the monster situations, the government does such, so much of a good job in these movies.
It's like the government made the dadgum things.
They'd never do that.
Why, no.
I'm from the government. I'm here to help.
Boom. Uh-oh. That's very sweet.
They never explain why this woman is dressed as a clown.
What? Is she trying to do, like, miming? There's a spider there? Oh, wait, never mind.
She's a little loud for miming.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
It's a piranha spider.
I was going to say, the piranha shark's breeding with spiders, huh?
It's,
that'd be
exciting
to see.
It's a spider conda.
Oh, jeez. Oh, they didn't make a piranha conda movie.
Yeah, we need to see that sometime. I haven't seen it.
It's pretty good. It's Sci-Fi Channel fodder. What is this? Milkmaid? Or Brunhilde?
Milkmaid.
Milkmaid.
These are the most bored-looking strippers ever.
Oh.
This is like, I hate my job. Help me.
Like, what was that? Animaniac. Hello.
Yep.
Yeah.
More
code?
Even the sparkles are digitized.
No, that's not digitized sparkles. That's one of those like little laser pointer multi things. Yeah.
Yeah. So far, this is 100 times better than House Shark.
10 dollars for a Coke? Jeez.
I was going to say something about strip club, but I mean, anyway. Go on.
They need to go to the cheetah.
For
showgirls, they'll have more fun there.
Oh. Yeah.
Hey.
Hey. I'm surprised Spooky hasn't come in to say hello.
Hey, Spooky and Tinker.
Tinkerbell saw Becky and went, no, new person, run away.
Tootsie's sleeping. She didn't care. Although she does watch TV with me, like she acts like she's actually into it.
Oh, very good. You know, this guy seems like a real creeper.
That's weird.
Yeah.
And I think that is too.
I like the other guy, though.
I'll give you that.
I'm staying out of that one.
Actually, come to think of it, I don't think he's being creepy. I think that they were actually dating, and she just broke it off with him cold.
You see, as a guy, I don't notice these things. Especially in the strip club scene.
Well, it was in the conversation. I don't think we should see each other for a while. So I would assume that they were seeing... Huh?
Yeah, I was looking at utter things.
Courtesies of utter.
Oh, utter things. Okay. Yep.
Oh.
I was temporarily blonde.
Sorry if I offend. She's dressed like a stripper, too.
In case you don't understand what's going on, that's his ex-wife, the mother of his son.
Gotcha. And that's her new boy thing?
Yes, he is an asshole. There's lots of assholes in this movie.
Oh, I do my own makeup. Oh, the writing's bad. I love it. That's their son? Okay. He's playing a Wii. Kaja Google.
It's too shy, hush, eye to eye. Yes, that was my era.
Mine too, sort of.
Hey, I'm Cool Rock House and Duran Duran.
I'm good like the wolf.
Yeah, I'm 51. My teenage years were in the 80s, so yeah, I feel you.
I thought I said 100.
No.
Oh, jeez. Oh, good. Good. I thought I said something else there for a moment. Went, uh-oh.
What?
I thought I said something else like a wolf, but I said hungry, so that's good. We'll roll with it.
Well, isn't it the same thing sometimes?
You're bad. But I like you.
And you love it.
Yeah, the relationship's pretty decent. Yeah. I'll give him points for that.
Oh, and this movie is only an hour and 19 minutes. But unlike the last one, which was an hour and 52 minutes, it won't feel like it.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, House Shark was just, should have been done at an hour mark, but they, I actually ended up watching the rest of it. It did not get any better.
Oh, there we go.
I can't believe we hung on it. Becky, we hung on it for 50 freaking minutes. Did we get an award or something? And we still had 50 to go.
Yeah, I watched the final 50 and just went, are you effing serious? I'm glad I didn't pay for this. But actually, I did pay for it. I kind of helped that.
Well, it was on Amazon Prime. What do you mean you paid for it? Oh, you bought the DVD.
Yeah, I bought the DVD and did recording on where the DVD was cited for Ron Bonk, who owns SRS out of Syracuse. And I really shouldn't have because the movie is not worth it. I feel kind of bad that I actually said, hey, watch this.
Yeah. Saying they paid advertising.
No, actually, I'm the one who paid.
Well, you didn't know, you know. And even if you did see it and like it, and you recommended it because you thought I did and I didn't, I wouldn't be mad at you.
Okay.
Although I've had people play cruel jokes on me like that, but I know you wouldn't do that.
No, I wouldn't. No, in no way whatsoever.
It looks like what's her name? Underworld.
Oh, Kate Winslet. I can say.
I've had people pay me back for Spider Baby, and I had nothing but good intentions. Me too. I had nothing but good intentions when I showed that to them.
99% of Lon Chaney Jr. stuff is awesome, and that's part of
it. Huh?
I was saying that most everything with Lon Chaney Jr. in it is really good. 99% of it.
Uh-huh.
And Spider Baby is definitely part of that equation.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what he said to me.
Actually, he is the Doombringer. So he's the Doombringer of the movie. So I think he's pretty much right.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, that's called Camp Blood. You'll die if you go there. Oh, well, the kids go there and, well, machete time. Ah, I hope it's squealy. Always gets me.
I forgot to tell you something, honey.
Waterboarding and
mm-hmm. Yeah, be menacing with a beauty mask on. Yeah. I could tell she's real intimidated.
Baby, it's more like she looks like baby food. I'm sorry, but my husband is such an idiot. We're really nice people.
He does have a big heart. He doesn't want a bunch of nasty little predators getting into the sewage system and eating everybody. So he does have a big heart. Hey, you guys.
That's one thing I would never want is a sewer job or like Subway or anything. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, bring me some croissants. Y'all fixing the beat croissants.
Yep. You got one right in the face.
No, I think it was the other dude that got it eaten.
What are we just like? Go find another dude.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said fart, not far. I'm dumb. Whoops. So I'm laughing over nothing.
She is actually pretty without the face mask on.
Yes.
She's really sweet. I like her.
She reminds me and actually looks like somebody who stabbed me in the past. Like, literally stabbed me. I don't know.
Don't hold that against her.
Well, no, I don't. I don't whatsoever. But she just kind of looks like her. So, anyway.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be rude.
Well, no, that's all right. It's all good. It was a weird situation that will not be talked about. Because I still have this. Hey, it's Hercules. Does he throw anything this time?
His ego.
His ego?
His character is an ass.
No, you know, I've noticed actually after he played Hercules and Call the Conqueror, he played a lot of roles that played him as a jerk.
Yeah.
Like in God's Not Dead and other such movies.
I'm not sure the gold flakes that make it so gross.
That will kill anything. Wouldn't it be funny if these Goldschlager kill the sharks?
Oh, God, people like that. Bug me. Moochers. Can't stand them.
Neither can I.
Yeah, but it doesn't pay the bills.
Yeah, and he took 3 years to do one doodle or drawing. So it took him 3 years to do that.
Kick
one drawing.
Kick his butt out.
Well, if you have artistic talent, you know, it'll work.
Got a lot of stuff going on, man. Can you guys tell me what this is? Can you hear me? You with me?
That's a freaking job.
Too much Santa.
Oh, those people drive me nuts.
Oh, the ones where it's got to be Christmas in July and all that?
Yeah.
No, talking about driving people nuts with holidays. There is a petition with over 70,000 signatures on it to change the date of Halloween. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Pardon my language.
Why? Why do they want to change the date?
Because it's safer for children.
Oh, give me a break.
How is changing the date safer?
Because then they get adjusted to like a Friday or a Saturday. Most cities and stuff anyways, they have like what night they do it, and they don't necessarily do it on Halloween.
Right.
Oh, look, it's Amy Schumer's prettier sister.
Is that the one with the leopard print or the polka dot?
The blonde. That one.
Gotcha. I hate to say it, but I think this guy sort of looks like me, one in the robe, a little bit.
Oh, sweetheart, you're much better looking than him.
Oh, thank you.
Slightly. Don't put yourself down.
Well, I appreciate it. Plus, I've got more hair than he does, so.
Yeah, you have receding, you know, forehead.
That's kind of surreal. on this guy pouting. Girl, I have a girl. Girl. Bless you.
Oh, now she's fake wiping
Thank
tears.
You. I don't think I'm done, though. Maybe I am. For now.
Is he going to get a front shark in the ding ding?
No, but I have a feeling he's looking at the swimming pool.
I don't remember. It would be poetic justice.
Oh, yeah. Mimosas are wonderful. Oh, I love
that. Not a fan of champagne.
They're lovely, aren't they?
Oh, so he put piranha sharks in the pool.
Yeah.
Oh, look! It's Steven Seagal and Sarah Abraham.
Nice.
And I'm going to kick your asses out.
That's a picture of the crew on the green screen.
Oh, nice. I like that. IMDb is a wonderful thing.
Yes. Yes, yes.
They're all kind of cute.
Yeah.
still they try to eat you.
And they all kind of move.
Horny. The horny sharks. I wouldn't do that.
Yes. Yeah. What's a calendar? I knew that was coming.
Uh-oh.
Now they're going to evolve.
That's a big fish. That wasn't, yeah. Like, where the heck did the big one come from?
Yeah.
And then they're going to grow legs. And they're going to become straight sharks.
Oh, I remember that cartoon series.
I love that show.
Mmm, crunchy. Mmm, fishy. Water. Number one, get that in your face. Have a nice day,
everybody. Did they learn anything from the alligator movie? You don't flush shit down the toilet. Well, you can flush shit, actual shit down the toilet.
We don't flush animals down the toilet. That's just wrong. Wait a minute.
You noticed that he had his pants down.
Yeah.
And he's surrounded by pretty women.
Oh, this is good.
Anybody want sushi?
Yeah.
Actually, I had some sushi earlier today. It wasn't as gooey as that, though.
I like sushi, but not the one with raw fish.
Like I was using a pair of, like, bathroom tweezers.
Yeah. I'm finding it kind of funny that the physical sharks don't look like CGI sharks at all.
Yeah.
There was a major problem like that when it came to Mega Piranha. Have you ever seen that one?
I've heard of it.
Oh, it's so bad.
Well, you know, anytime it says a sci-fi channel projection or The Asylum, I'm not expecting much.
Yeah, true.
Although I this is definitely not Asylum quality. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, Asylum is a couple notches down and a lot more silly.
So just a second.
Oh, my God. She has beautiful hair. I forgot how pretty her hair is.
Why do I smell line of bowl?
Yeah.
Lots of
hip waiters going on.
And clothespin on the nose.
Or what was it? From Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. Was it Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas?
Is it? Oh,
too. Did you see the look on his face? Yeah, I'll be right back.
But I want to know where the smoke is coming from in the hallway there.
Sorry, I'm wearing them.
Is it just me, or does she look kind of like Christine Taylor?
I don't know. I don't know who that is.
She was. Did you see The Craft?
Oh yes, yes. Many years ago.
She was Laura Lizzie. She was the Laura Lizzie.
Got it.
And she was also in The Wedding Singer. She was the cousin.
Okay. Okay.
She also played Marcia Brady in the Very Brady movie. That
oh,
for the TV series.
Okay.
And she was married to Ben Stiller.
Oh,
none of that
okay.
makes any difference.
All right.
From the
bathtub, I guess we forgot to warn you, Becky. I do musical interludes. Now that one looks almost like a fog thing.
I was gonna say, the headphones there are laying in the water.
Look at the determined look on their face. Get out of the tub.
That was it?
You mean that's it?
I'll tell you, those iPods are not waterproof.
No, no. Notice the tank behind him now, Zimby.
So we're going to nuke them.
Maybe the original scientists think that they're going to be the aliens from War of the Worlds. You know, they're killed by some cold.
Sharks have no natural weakness besides oxygen.
Yeah, but they already proved that it was like sitting out for us.
Yep.
The Goldschlager. There you go. It's your Goldschlager theory.
Oh, no way. I'm going to see Kira. You're
blowing off the
show for a chick that just dumped you?
Yeah.
Plus, I'm
just going to
make it work out. I
did
this
start
last night.
Take a shot. He is creepy. Yeah. No means no, yeah. Dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God! It's like really.
Wait a minute. Hey, so much. I'm here.
maybe.
I hope it didn't reproduce. I hope it didn't. I've heard about jumping the shark, but oh boy. What kind of.
But do you love them more than me?
Yeah.
Oh, the way they're fawning over him is sickening.
Yeah. Oh, excuse me.
You know what they remind me of? The way the Duggar women look up at their husbands. It's disgusting. The Duggar women from 19 and counting?
Oh. I called it
12 to 18 hours to evacuate Manhattan. Does he realize how big Manhattan is?
Okay. Okay, piranacondas or piranha sharks, are they really that much of a danger? According to the script, they are.
Yeah. Anything that can move usually, 200 meters faster than that.
They're guppies with teeth.
Yeah, especially with teeth.
Mm-hmm.
So they've hit Central Park already?
No, Manhattan.
Yeah, this dude's going to get his ass whooped. Guaranteed. And don't shoot yourself where you put that pistol, sir. I've seen it happen a few times.
Oh, I will go ahead and tell you, she's not trying to trick him. He's actually on his side.
Really? That surprises me. I was expecting a little bit of a twist there. Not M. Shyamalama Ding Dong. List, but you know.
We need to talk about the shark. Would you ask Dr. Franken?
See Dominic Franken.
Dr. Franken?
Yeah.
She's got Tourette's.
Crazy professor lady from Harry Potter.
Did she have part of the brain of a dog?
Possibly, or really overacting case of Tourette's.
Okay, there's our answer.
Wonderful.
No, those wrestlers. I haven't watched wrestling in 25 years, but I know that's Al Snow.
I don't even know who that is.
The guy with the burn, that's Al Snow. He's a wrestler from about 20 years ago.
Oh, okay. No wonder.
I haven't watched wrestling
since the early 90s.
Yeah, he usually plays somebody that's a little bit on the wacky side, and I mean that with respect. Everybody flips out nowadays about things.
Oh, yeah.
Cover Eric's eyes, Becky. He's too young to see those.
This is the most uninteresting strip club I have ever seen in a movie.
Right?
I know. Both the customers and the strippers look bored.
Yeah, they all have this, like, I'd rather be doing
dancing.
Something else.
Right?
Yeah, it's like,
oh, here we go.
Help
I'm going to be in the water
me.
For
the could you imagine, you know what? I bet you, anyway, the accompanying music to a lap dance is the Bloodhound Gang's the lap dance always better when the stripper's crying.
And then didn't the Bloodhound Gang do a song called Hooray for Boobies? I think they did.
I don't know. The only ones I'm familiar with are the lap dance. The lap dance always better when the stripper's crying and the Bad Touch.
Okay.
You know the Bad Touch, right?
Mm-hmm.
You and me, baby, we ain't nothing but mammals, so let's do it like they do on the Discovery Channel.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yep,
I don't know, because there's no nudity or language, it kind of feels like a TV movie.
It does.
Except for the boob diving.
Yeah, he did it was definitely Bloodhound Gang for that one song, yes. It was the name of their album.
It's loading. Donnet, would you pause yours?
What's that?
Mine, it's frozen and it's loading. Would you pause yours?
Sure. One sec. Come on. There we go. Got it.
Thank you.
We are paused.
That's the only bad thing about streaming.
All right, we're currently paused where there is a stripper at the back of a pole doing this squat-like thing. She's working on her, she's probably working on her glutes.
Connection error. Okay, I'm having technical difficulties here. Let me see what's going on with my internet.
Okay, sure. We're about 56
minutes. We are unable
minutes.
To select okay and then try again in a few minutes.
Hey.
Ruh-roh. Well, we're about 56 minutes in. That's kind of a familiar number when it comes to shark movies, isn't it? For our show.
Well, we aren't shutting it off. I mean.
Right. We're actually staying up through this one.
And actually, I have to take a break anyway. So hold on. I'll be right back. Okay?
Okay.
And hopefully this thing will finish loading. I'll be right back.
Okay. So, anyway, yeah, so we're, for people who just joined us, we are currently on a break while watching Piranha Sharks. It's pretty good so far, a hell of a lot better than House Shark. And there's no homages to Jaws yet, which kind of is okay with me. But we did kind of hit there was a scene that was homage to the Nightmare on Elm Street. Because anybody who gets attacked in a bath,
that is true.
Yep. So we should be hopefully rebooting everything and moving on here momentarily. So, bless you. That was Becky sneezing. Bless you again. So, I have a little something to talk about while everything clears up on Danae's side. I have a rant show that should be coming up on Tuesday or Wednesday That was pre-recorded. I do apologize for not getting out last week. Blog Talk was acting terribly bad, so it'll get up this week. And I did, and I talked about how some newer soundtracks just aren't up to snuff, and just don't sound as good as some of the older soundtracks in the movie industry. I was actually, special ordered Shinko Jiro soundtrack.
Okay, the piranha sharks didn't get me, but I had to fight the ghoulies down with the plunger.
Okay.
All right, I am ready to resume in 3, 2, 1.
Okay,
are you ready?
Hold on, before you do, are you 56 minutes in?
Yeah, we're 56:09.
Yeah, I think you're a little bit behind me, but only by a few seconds. When I stopped, she had just moved her boobs away from his face.
Okay, yeah, we're right
ahead of that.
We're a little bit ahead of that. So we're at the point where there is a lady behind the stripper pole doing a squat like maneuver.
Okay.
And she's working her glutes. I don't know.
All right. Don't do anything yet. Let me get there.
Yeah, it's at 56.
Okay, we're loading. Okay. The flash dance.
Right, cool.
Look, it's the flash dance number. Is that it?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, 5609. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Push play in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, push play.
I already did.
Okay.
But we're at the flash dance lady, right? Now
yes.
We're at the girls in the pool.
Yes, perfect timing.
Okay. I don't mean to sound tacky, but it's got to be money.
Yeah.
And they are terrible.
Yeah.
I.
That is the emptiest club I've seen in a long time.
I was just thinking the same thing.
Something in the water. That's a good one.
I really got a hand to you, bartender.
Boom, 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 boom. And they fly.
Oh.
Help, I'm being attacked by sticky ice mini sharks.
This is like getting to the point where it's almost Sharknado.
Come with me if you want to live.
That's funny.
Sharks in the nightclub, sharks in the strip club, sharks everywhere.
Om nom 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 nom.
Good grief.
This guy.
What a tool.
Yeah, really.
I like that kid. You're still in your bathrobe?
Oh, it's on the TV. Never mind. Sorry about the comment there, guy.
Yeah. Methinks the Kindles restart.
I think so too.
Else, why would you say our house?
You say the tall guy in the back there almost reminds me of the guy from Supernatural.
Yeah.
I walked over here to the shelf.
It's the Goldschlager. Yep, called the Goldschlager.
Called it. You called it.
Synthetic sugar gold chips.
Yep.
The weakness. Gold chips. The juice for weakness.
Yeah. Let's get the shark. Sharks drunk.
Whoa! Oh my God! He can stay that way. I won't complain.
Hello. Yay!
They just wander into this random house, which happens to have everybody in the basement.
So that's actually Roxy's house.
Oh.
He saved me from the piranha sharks. Let's get back together.
Thank you.
I'm
going
to jump you now.
Hiya!
After we kill the shark, what about that guy?
Oh, my, how we say in this family with all the mushy stuff? Oh, Kwanda Bon. I have no idea what that means. I think it's all mushy stuff.
She doesn't want you to go because she loves you and doesn't want you to die. Or she's a selfish bitch that thinks it needs to be all about her.
It's a toss-up.
Unless you didn't have a gun.
Ben, land down by the river? He says, questionably.
Right.
Huh?
I said, we have a van down by the river.
It's the creek van. I'm sure she's going to have more than breakfast waiting for you. I see that look in her eye.
Yeah, there's going to be toast involved, too.
Where the hell does the snow come from?
It's Christmas.
Okay.
Yeah.
What?
Neither did I, but...
Okay, that's right. Yeah, in the very, very beginning, it's snowing.
Don't you folks have that on TV? We know all about the sharks. Any attention to the strike. Gotta get the man alone. The
he looks like Peter Lorre. Don't you think?
I don't know if she said something about torque.
Yeah, look at Honda.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Eddie's got his pants down again.
I don't know. I think the cheese factor on this is pretty right there.
Yeah.
It's Goldschlager, not Gold Jaeger. But they probably didn't want to get sued.
That's true.
And Goldschlager is awesome. It tastes like cinnamon.
I love it. Where they're going is the 42nd Street location. I love 42nd Street. Oh, back in the day, all the theaters, the grindhouses, the bad movies, kung fu. Oh, yeah.
I'd rather take you on my private jet to a faraway island for a week.
Hello.
He's
clear? All right. Good luck, kid. We're doomed. I might as well put my pants on.
Oh, that's pretty. I'm serious. It's pretty.
Yeah.
No, we're gonna helicopter.
Oh, there's a great CGI again. Gotta love it. Be careful. There might be the tar knot monster down there soaking in a vat of trioxin 12205.
Oh, there you go.
East Coast, West Coast, baby.
I love the delivery. Oh, look how
I'm waiting for the Top Gun theme.
Yeah, right. Look how bad that is. It's all wobbly.
I was gonna say video games are better than that. That looks like a '90s video game, right there.
Absolutely. Like
requesting a flyby, sir.
Request denied.
Are we talking about drive-bys or what?
No, we're doing Top Gun.
Oh, gotcha.
You know what? I think they lost that love and feeling.
There was no damage anywhere else, like, really?
I think they've lost that love and feeling. I hate it when they do that. That was the baby Star Destroyer.
That is so hysterical. Oh, my God. That is so much funny.
I find your lack of faith in Piranha Shark disturbing.
Yeah, right.
It would be nice if it was filled with two fuzzy kittens.
No, because we're going to be buzzed up by the fan.
Oh, yeah, good point.
No.
Yeah. Didn't think about physics there for a moment.
So if he's so smart, then why is he crashing on his friend's couch?
Because sometimes smart people can be lazy.
Actually, if you think about it, he's smart because he is crashing on his buddy's couch rather than paying his own rent, electricity, and food.
Yeah.
You have a point.
No, I'm not for real. I'm fake. I mean, you're part of your imagination.
I understand now why you cry. Sorry.
Yeah, a little bit.
I was just thinking of the end scene in Terminator 2.
Hmm.
Oh, dude, don't kiss me.
No, that's an okay kiss. That's and I love you, bro, kiss. It's
I'm
allowable.
Just messing. I'm
I
just
know.
Messing. Hasta la vista, baby.
And we just received word that we are now literally moments away from the destruction.
I like how everybody's like over here counting down, being told that they're all going to get blown up, and they're counting down to it. Like, hello. And let's watch this all on TV from, you know, not like 300 miles away outside of a blast and, you know, fallout area. Kaboom!
Oh.
What does his scooby gear look like? I think he's got scooby gear on. There we go with a great CGI.
That's the fakest looking water I've seen in years.
I think it's looking background. I mean, that's like so crazily composited. It's really funny. And I like how he's using a respirator, a hazmat respirator as supposedly a breathing apparatus.
Yep.
You see that?
I didn't notice that. Very good.
Underwater cannon. Always
loved you. And we're going down baskets, and oh, it looks like we're going to get a two-pointer here.
Oh, there's a big one there.
This is giant catfish style. And he's going to jump and eat somebody.
Ah!
Come on.
Smile, you son of a bitch.
That's a line from a lot of movies.
I'm tired of these mother effing sharks in this mother effing sewage plant.
I love it.
You know, somebody, one of my coworkers, got me a mug that said I've had it with these muffer fuffin so and so's on this mother fuffin bus.
Nice.
Yep. Howdy, Faye. Wait, is there a stinger at the end here?
That it?
Oh, more green screen. You know.
Great.
Extremely great green screen.
It looks like they're actually just sitting there in front of somebody with a projector screen behind them.
It looks like their head's on another body.
I was going to say, I'm waiting for one of the piranha sharks to be in the drink.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I love sunbathing in front of a mural.
Yep. I was going to say, they're watching them, so you know they loaded the drink with something.
Of course. Splat in 3, 2, 1. How much time is
I think she put a little something in their drink.
Yeah.
Nice.
You're probably not even playing. That's so funny.
In order of awesomeness.
Because I'm a poser. I'm a wanker.
I'm a poker, I'm a wanker, nice. He's not even playing.
Not even playing. He's playing a bass, and that's not even a bass routine.
I lost my woman.
And his fingers on the
exterminator.
Yeah. I'm awesome. I'm good.
Extra special thing.
You're fully. Yes, you are.
Yay,
fully.
Yay.
No corona sharks or children were harmed during the making of this film. Our lawyers advise us to offer this disclosure.
Good stuff.
I like that. Even the bag is good.
For a really good time, like more fun than calling a number of trucks up.
That's the ball.
Nice.
Oh, my gosh.
That's awesome.
The credits were worth it.
Yeah, that was great.
This was 1,000 times better than House Shark.
That all. Thank you for watching. That's funny. Where would you leave that? Was there more stuff?
About 20 seconds worth.
Oh, okay. Oh, he's talking to the truck. Yeah, he knew it.
Cute.
Did I do good?
Yes, you did. That was 1,000 times better than House Shark, and was extremely enjoyable compared to that.
And
thank
not
you
nearly
so much.
As long.
Yeah, really.
Like I said, I should have recommended that last week, but for some reason I didn't.
But that's okay because we got to it this week.
There you go.
All right.
Yes.
That was,
yes.
I really enjoyed that, and I was glad to have Becky here on the podcast for the evening.
My very first podcast, actually.
Yes, and you're always welcome to be on more. We do have a phone number to call in if you're, well, because you're in Georgia and we're here in New York. So, well, Danae, thank you so much for that great selection. High fives all the way. It was cheesy, funnerific. And we're actually going to call it quits for this evening because I have to get up really early for work tomorrow. So thank you so much, everyone, for joining us here at the Sludge Pit for Piranha Sharks Live Watch. Good night, everybody.
Night.
Good night.